So we're going to start the meeting now. It's 4 p.m. I welcome councillors and staff and also Jason, our consultant, who's here, and anyone that may be watching for the 7th of September extraordinary council meeting. I declare the meeting open at 4 p.m. I will ask that we read the council prayer. So just bow your heads. Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council. Direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. I would also like to acknowledge the Wangal people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. And I would also like to pay my respect to the elders, both past and present, of the Wangal Nation. Apologies. We have an apology from Councillor Chan, and we'll put one for Councillor Del Duca, who may. So it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Fernow Cook. We'll put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. I'll just remind councillors and members of the gallery that meetings of council and council committees are audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of meeting minutes and promoting meeting transparency. And this, obviously being a digital council meeting, is being recorded. Declarations of interest by councillors. Any declarations of principal donations? Okay. There's no feedback off any items. So the first item is our general business item, which is item 92/20. Is there any questions with regards to the general manager's delegations by exception? Which is just updated. It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. I note Councillor Joseph Del Duca is in attendance. I might just put you on mute, Joseph, because I'm getting relay from your computer. So there you go. Confidential item. So we need to go into confidential item. It's been moved by Councillor Del Duca, seconded by Councillor Fernow Cook. There we go into confidential item. Manager, before I close the meeting, to read the resolution.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Messer. In relation to item 93/20, council resolved to make a determination for the purpose of the contract of supply between Burwood Council and BZ Paper Proprietary Limited as trustee for the Southern Converters Trust, dated October 2013, the contract as follows. A, pursuant to clause 133 of the contract, the discrepancy or inconsistency in the words "at least that period" stated in the annexure in the second sentence of clause 223 of the contract in the annexure, it was resolved by council determining that those words are referring to the period for which the contract may be extended in the annexure to the contract. And point B, pursuant to clause 1.3.3 of the contract, the discrepancy or inconsistency between clause 2.2.3 and the words "the period prior to expiration of the initial contract term by which notice of extension must be given 3 months in the annexure is resolved by council determining that clause 2.2.3 has precedence or priority over those words in the annexure. So the notice of council's intention to extend the operation of the contract is to be given at any time prior to the expiration of the initial contract term, that is by 30 September 2020.
Okay, is there any further questions or items? Okay, there being no further matters of business, I declare the meeting closed at 4:15 p.m. Thanks for your attendance.
Thank you,
all. Thank you.
We'll keep you posted.